Tonight, the American League Championship Series starts with the long-suffering Boston Red Sox taking on the eternally powerful New York Yankees. Commentator Laura Lorson reflects on what it's like to love losing teams.
The end of baseball season is something that I dread and welcome in equal measures. I dread it because I like baseball. I'm not going too far into this because you could probably pave I-90 with the tape that has been expended on the zen harmony of baseball and the mystic quiet qualities of America's game. I welcome the end of the season because of my usual plain old frustration with my hometown team. Sure, people now wax poetic on the eternal struggles of the Chicago Cubs or the Boston Red Sox. It's kind of cute. America's eternal underdogs. But if you want to truly understand the meaning of futility, I suggest that you follow the Kansas City Royals. Half the time, you can't even find the score of their latest game on ESPN Sports Center, unless they're playing the Yankees. Don't get me wrong, I love the Royals, but since the 1980s, following this baseball team has been strictly for masochists. Like me. And yet, since they did actually get it together enough to win a World Series back in 1985, they can't even be in the same category as the legendarily unlucky teams that everyone seems to be so crazy about. When I call the Royals my hometown team, that's because they play about 50 miles from here. And when you're living in the Midwest, anything that's about an hour's drive away might as well be next door. I consider the Cincinnati Reds my actual hometown team. Schools in Louisville and Cincinnati routinely gave away tickets to students in exchange for straight A's. And to be honest with you, this is pretty much why I never minded studying. I loved the Reds. I loved getting to Riverfront Stadium about 3 hours early and eating Kahn's bratwurst and those weird frozen malt things. I loved the Big Red Machine with Johnny Bench and Cesar Geronimo and Tony Perez. I listened to Joe Nuxhall and Marty Brenneman call the games every night. I taped them so I could practice calling games myself. I'd pace back and forth in our back porch listening to the tapes on a big blocky-looking GE tape recorder. A wind-up, a swing and a miss. Gets a sign, low and outside. Count is full. This one's for all the marbles. And this one belongs to the Reds. Their voices were the sounds of long evenings and lemonade and cicadas, and I wanted to be just like them. I remember ushers in bow ties and straw hats, and when the World Series was always the October classic. Autumn arrives, and it reminds us that everything changes, except that the Royals probably aren't in the playoffs, and no matter what, I will never really understand the infield fly rule.
Laura Lorson lives in Lawrence, Kansas.